That's your third cup of coffee this morning, Yael.
You're being very observant, Don. Did you know that coffee consumption can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes? That's what we used to call adult onset diabetes. It usually strikes when people are older.
Is that the case for both caffeinated coffee and decaf?
Decaf works, but not nearly as well as regular coffee. A study by a group from Harvard School of Public Health also found that increasing the amount of caffeinated coffee drunk over a 4-year period can reduce the risk even more. On average, a 1.5-cup increase can lower the risk of diabetes by 11%. The lower risk didn't hold true for increasing decaf coffee or tea intake.
Does coffee work for both men and women?
Yes. The data came from 3 20-year studies that included both men and women. There were thousands of women from 25 to 55 years of age from the Nurses' Health Study, and men from 40 to 75 years of age from the Health Professionals' Follow-Up Study. Coffee reduced risks for both sexes.
What if a person decreases their coffee consumption?
The researchers looked at that, too. People who decreased their coffee intake by 1 cup a day or more had a 17% higher risk for type 2 diabetes.
So you're suggesting that we should be drinking more coffee?
Well, people who consumed 3 cups or more per day had a 37% lower risk of diabetes than those who consumed 1 cup or less per day.
I guess I'll have another cup.
It's your turn to make the coffee.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.